Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Press release. The Palestinian Authority President's statement is a confirmation of treason and crime and a blatant lie to the Palestinian people. Translated. After the Palestinian Authority's President Abbas issued the Decree Law No. 5 of 2025 on the 10th of February 2025, cancelling the allegations for prisoners and martyrs in response to American orders and Jewish pressures, and then the authorities rushed to inform America, as reported by the American website Axios, quoting one of its officials as saying, quote, "We informed the American administration of President Abbas's decision to halt the budgets allocated to the families of prisoners and martyrs," unquote. In an effort to appease America and the Jewish entity, Abbas issued a statement on Monday, 22nd of December 2025, saying, quote, "Loyalty to the sacrifices of our righteous martyrs, our valiant prisoners, our wounded and their steadfast family is a firm national and moral commitment not subject to bargaining or political exploitation," unquote, as if he hadn't cancelled their allocations in response to the American and Jews, as if he hadn't degraded their dignity through the Temkin Institution and those in charge of it. Abbas assumes that the people of Palestine are oblivious to his words and actions, stating in his declaration, quote, "We are proceeding with the implementation of a comprehensive national reform program aimed at developing and modernizing the legal and institutional framework of the state of Palestine, consolidating the rule of law, strengthening the principles of good governance, transparency and accountability, and ensuring the separation of powers," unquote. As if the people haven't seen the officials of the Palestinian Authority confirming that they are carrying out these reforms based on American and European directives, which, according to the Trump plan, have placed the PA's reforms under scrutiny, subject to American approval or disapproval. It's as if the people of Palestine haven't heard about the European Union's aid being conditioned on reforms by the Palestinian Authority and curriculum changes to align with Western, UNESCO and international agreements, as Abbas has stated repeatedly. It's as if Abbas didn't stand in France announcing his reliance on Macron to draft the interim Palestinian constitution. So what reforms is Abbas talking about, and what kind of good governance is he striving for? As for the political reforms, the clause added to the law on electing local bodies is sufficient, obligating every candidate to submit a declaration committing to, quote, "the program of the Palestine Liberation Organization and its international obligations and resolutions of international legitimacy," unquote. This has made the recognition of the PLO as the sole legitimate representative of the people of Palestine and its program, which entails relinquishing most of Palestine, separating the Palestinian cause from Islam and the Muslim Ummah, establishing a Palestinian state on paper as a security apparatus, working for the benefit of the criminal identity and adhering to the international obligations, which begin with recognizing the Jewish entity, continue with fighting Islam, and do not end with changing curricula according to UNESCO standards, nor do they stop at laws that destroy the family. These treacherous and criminal commitments against Palestine and its people have become a basic condition for running in the elections. As for economic reform, it amounts to more tax laws that burden the people of Palestine and make their continued existence on this land more difficult than living in a barren desert. Where is this economic reform when the Palestinian Authority fails to pay the salaries of teachers and public employees, while its officials squander public funds as if they are inherited from their fathers and rightfully theirs? As for corruption, the corruption within the Authority and the PLO has become unbearable. No sooner does one corruption case surface, then an even larger one overshadows it. From the corruption of Nazmi Muhanna, Crossings Authority, and Riyad Faraj to the Minister of Transportation, to the major scandal involving Abbas's son, who sold thousands of properties belonging to the PLO in Lebanon, to personal enrichment within the PLO. As for competence and integrity, where are they when it comes to public employees and teachers? A large number are appointed based on recommendations from the security services, not on merit. In fact, security service approval is a prerequisite for employing anyone in the government, even a substitute teacher. He speaks of judicial integrity, but where is it? The judges order the release of detainees, but the security services refuse to comply. There are countless examples of this. The case of university student Saif Abu al-Hawa is a prime example. The judge initially ordered his release on bail, but then reversed his decision under pressure from the Preventive Security Service. This was repeated in court when the lawyer was asked to leave the session so that the Preventive Security Service's legal advisor could meet with the judge privately. The judge then agreed to the Security Service's dictates and extended Abu al-Hawa's detention for another week. The authority does not take change of any matter concerning the people without making it difficult for them, nor does it take any source of livelihood for the people without destroying it and consuming its waste before its profit. Nor does it introduce to the people of Palestine any social law without it having behind it the loss of chastity and honor and the destruction of the family and the values of Islam. Nor does it approach the students' curricula without burning in them the ideals of Islam and its values and igniting in them the ideas of the West with its disbelief and depravity. So what evil has befallen the people of Palestine with this authority that has left not a door of good without closing it and has not left a door of evil without opening it and entering it? Nor has it reached the hand of the disbelievers of the world except for making it control the necks of the people of Palestine. The Palestinian Authority and its organization are a Western creation, similar to the oppressive regimes in Muslim lands. The PA is nothing but the hand of the kuffar in our lands, abuses, seizes and incites, just like the regimes that implement what is dictated to them morning and evening. You will not find a law enacted in Jordan that is not mirrored in Egypt, and curricula are changed in Palestine just as they are changed in the Hejaz. You will see all the regimes clamoring for the 2030 reform plan. These regimes represent nothing but the hands of the kuffar against the believers, giving the kuffar a way to prevail over the believers. Cutting off the hand of the West, the regimes, is the way to preserve the deen, wealth, lives and honor. Furthermore, Palestine will not be liberated except by removing the hand of these regimes, including the PLO and the Palestinian Authority, from the Palestinian cause and returning it to the Islamic Ummah to be managed by men who love Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If their leader calls out in the East, come to jihad, the West will respond, here I am, O soldiers of Allah, O horses of Allah, mount up.
أيها الذين آمنوا من يرتد منكم عن دينه فسوف يأتي الله بقوم يحبهم ويحبونه أذلة على المؤمنين أعزة على الكافرين يجاهدون في سبيل الله ولا يخافون لومة لائم.
O believers, whoever among you abandons their faith, Allah will replace them with others who love Him and are loved by Him. They will be humble with the believers but firm toward the disbelievers, struggling in the way of Allah, fearing no blame from anyone. This is the favor of Allah. He grants it to whoever He wills, and Allah is all-bountiful and all-knowing. Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse 54. Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in the Blessed Land, Palestine. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.